Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. That was the 14th game of the season for West Virginia University basketball. It was in Houston, Texas, against the Houston Cougars. And ouch. Ouch from a production standpoint. Let's not even talk about basketball. At a minimum, in the year of our Lord 2023, I want to know what the score is. And we didn't have a score on the screen until the second TV timeout. So 8 minutes into the game, you're watching a game. The announcers are not talking about the score, really. And, I mean, you know, you're watching it and you know West Virginia's losing, right? But it's not on the screen. You pay extra for ESPN Plus and Big 12 now. That was a 34-point loss. Couldn't see the score for the first 8 minutes of the game, and West Virginia never had a chance in this one. And that's in less than a calendar year, less than 12 months, that's two 34-point losses. And I was in the house for one of them. They were both in the state of Texas. Last year, it was in Austin. That game in Austin was over sometime in the first half. And it was the same here. And in this one, you know, a different cast of characters. And in this one, West Virginia offensively, they were trying to do the same stuff over and over. And they were expecting to get a different result. I think the word insanity comes into play when you say a phrase like that. But the pick and rolls went nowhere. Houston smothered that. West Virginia could not make them pay for the double team on the pick and roll. And they kept trying. And sometimes when it was, I'm air quoting, working, it involved a skip pass to Quinn Slezinski, who was open. This was an open shot that he was getting multiple times. He was the only one getting a good shot. And he missed almost all of them. And that's unfortunate. But against an aggressive defense, you have to be aggressive. And West Virginia offensively, I would argue, outside of a little bit in the second half, was not aggressive offensively. They got bullied by that Houston defense. Everything West Virginia got was contested, or it was far away from the basket, or both. It was contested and far away from the basket. A lot of isolation against an aggressive defense. And you saw how that went with Noah and with Raekwon. It went poorly. And they finally started getting it close to the basket in the second half. A lot of personnel changes. A lot of Kobe and Seth together. A lot of Pat Sumnick in the second half. Seth Wilson was getting to the basket. Did not have that on my bingo card. Getting it to Pat Sumnick. Pat Sumnick, his second game in the row, the only guy really who wasn't getting pushed around and is playing the part. You know, some of this is just body language of that guy's playing the part. Pat Sumnick got called for a foul. He didn't think he fouled the guy, or it doesn't matter, but he stared down the guy, the Houston guy, who was laying on the ground. And West Virginia was down 30-plus at that point. Now, that's kind of weird, but also it's a body language thing of like Pat Sumnick is presenting himself different than everybody else on WVU's team. Everyone. And so it stands out as far as performance, and it just stands out body language. And it's weird to say that 14 games into the season that I'm looking at body language and I'm pointing at Pat Sumnick, and I would say to the rest of the group, present yourself like that guy for the rest of the year. Let's see what the performance is, but just present yourself, and maybe they can't because Pat Sumnick is the strongest guy on the team. Anyway, that was offense. And think about it, the promise offensively with all of these recent additions from various means, it has not been fulfilled yet. That promise is not there. And it may not happen. It may not gel. But it's hard to tell against the best defense in the country, arguably, in Houston. And the way West Virginia was being passive on offense in the first half, and we'll talk about defense in the second, the previous coach would have done a line change. Let's be clear. With the numbers, and it wouldn't have even mattered. I mean, I remember Tavon Horton either starting or playing early in games. He was a walk-on. And it was because the previous coach did not like what he saw on the court. And Coach Eilert, I'm sure he didn't like what he saw in the first half. But he did not do the line change. He waited until the second half, and it was already way out of hand before he started making decisions like that. Defensively, I got to say, and Houston's great at basketball. They're a great addition to the Big 12. They're going to be the top half of the conference. The culture there reminds me of what like a Huggins team with that kind of physical gifts could be, like Cincinnati Bob Huggins. But this team, WVU defensively, it looked for the first time, well, maybe not the first time, borderline, I'm going to use the word lazy. And that seems strong, but it's the only word I could think of. I mean, Houston drove baseline at will. I mean, West Virginia was kind of leading their guy to the baseline without any repercussions. Like, okay, I'm just going to take the baseline and go all the way in. Here comes the double, get it into the paint, and then the most ferocious dunk happens. And that play happened so many times. It was bad. Then you go with the changeup and you go with zone defense. And Houston said, great. We're going to throw it to the short corner. We're going to zip that pass to 8 feet from the basket. And then that guy either got it to the basket and scored or just made a couple extra passes. Somebody's got a wide open shot. I mean, it was bad. And I don't know how that changes either, because what does West Virginia do defensively? They don't create turnovers. They don't stay in front of their guy. A Cook had some good blocks, but those blocks are not enough. And he had a number of blocks, not enough to mask how bad the defense was against Houston today. It was bad. And I was concerned about that, but I was more concerned about how aggressive Houston is offensive rebounding wise. And that wasn't terrible. West Virginia, it's of the one thing you could say is looks like it's improving a little bit. They didn't get bullied on offensive rebounding. They got out rebounded, but West Virginia got their own offensive rebounds. It wasn't where they got bullied, but they definitely got bullied everywhere else. Everything else involved with basketball, Houston bullied West Virginia. And today it was all a mess. It was all a mess against an excellent team at the excellent team's place. And so that's all true. And so what that's going to make, when I say the next thing, it's going to make me sound like I'm delusional. But that's only one game. West Virginia, yes, they are, the hole is getting deeper. They're now 5 wins, 9 losses, but they're only 0-1 in the Big 12. That's the last time, hopefully, West Virginia sees Houston. And the next 2 games are at home, and they're against the Kansas State team that's won 11 games. 4 of those 11 games they've won in overtime. Kansas State, 4-0 in overtime. So they come into this game winning 11 games. If they had West Virginia's luck, they would come into this game with 7 wins. You play Kansas State, and then you play Texas, who lost tonight against Texas Tech at home, and who has 3 losses, all of them by double digits. I'm not saying West Virginia will not be favored in either one of these games, but it's neither of those teams are Houston defensively. So I want to give you the path. I mean, we've talked about the math and how it works. And, you know, that team that lost to Texas last year, they made the NCAA tournament. That last year's team that lost by 34 in Austin, they made the NCAA tournament. This team that lost by 34 will not make the NCAA tournament. I feel confident in that. But let me give you an optimistic path for WVU to get to 500 in Big 12 play. I mean, to me, this is best case scenario and something you could be proud of. 9-9 in the toughest conference in America. Extremely optimistic. It does factor in Edwards coming back and no other injuries. But I can, without sounding like a crazy person, give you a best case scenario path where West Virginia finishes 500 in the conference. And here's what I got. And let's be clear, this is best case scenario. So the most likely scenario, if best case is 9-9, then the likely scenario is winning 4-6, and then worst case is winning less than 4 conference games. And they're 5-9. So it's all of these are in play. I want to give you the most optimistic in a season that doesn't have a lot of optimism other than what happens after this year. So here we go. The next 2 are at home, and you got to win at least one of them. Come back Tuesday and beat Kansas State, or win over the weekend against Texas. Get one of those. The next one is probably of all the things I'm going to say, probably the toughest thing to do because it involves sweeping teams. And I've got 2 targets to sweep. Both are newcomers that are not Houston. Sweep UCF and sweep Cincinnati. Because I am predicting that Cincinnati and UCF will be in the bottom half of the Big 12. You play those teams twice, get 4 wins, figure it out. Okay, I'm saying that out loud. Sweeping a team in the Big 12, that sounds. I'm telling you, it's best case. That seems a little out there. All right. But now we're at 5 wins. Then you win at Oklahoma State. You only play them once. It's in Stillwater. You've had your success in Stillwater. Historically, all the names are different, right? I don't think we can lean on that, but it's possible. And Oklahoma State coming into the Big 12 conference play is there. We're looking right up to them. If we're 14, they're at 13. And they lost at home tonight or today to Baylor. Baylor went into Stillwater. West Virginia is not Baylor, but get that win. Another bottom half team. And then the next two things West Virginia's got to do. So that gives us six wins, looking for three more. So you got to find two home wins that aren't UCF, Cincinnati, and one of the next two. So if this team wins the next two and are 2-1 in the Big 12, then you sweep UCF and Cincinnati and just find another win. And it, look hard. Look hard to find that other win, but find it. That gets you to 8. And then you've got to steal another road win. And that's really tough sledding. I mean, think about it. West Virginia, they won two Big 12 road games last year. Two. And if you take out the 2020-2021 season, where, you know, we're pandemic, they're playing games, but sometimes they're empty or limited people in the building. Since the 2019-2020 season, West Virginia University basketball, you scratch that pandemic season, they've only won four Big 12 road wins. And so what I'm asking of this team in a best case scenario is to win four road games in a path to 9-9. So win the same amount of road games in the Big 12 that you've won in that you've won in three seasons. Do it in one season, in the season that you're currently sitting 5-9. All right. I mean, I'm just saying it out loud. I'm telling you, it's the most optimistic path. It's not okay. The more I say it, the more, as a listener, you would say, well, why do you keep telling me it's not crazy? And the more times you tell me it's not crazy, it in fact proves that it is crazy. I don't have a response to that. That's what I have in my head. So in the packages, in the Big 12 packages, the top of the line is what I've just described, a path to 9-9. The middle package is probably what we should expect, 5-7 or 4. Okay, that maybe that's aggressive. 4-6 Big 12 wins. And then the lowest package, the cheapest package, is a very bleak package. But I don't want to explain those other two. I want to hit you with the optimism after a game like that, and after 14 games into the season, West Virginia is where they are. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. There's another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella, West by Pod. Joel, Jordan, they talk WVU football, and they are talking about the Mayo Bowl champs. That's right, your Duke's Mayo Bowl champion, WVU Mountaineer football team. They won 9 games. Joel, Jordan, Jake Lance, all react to the Duke's Mayo Bowl win. Check out that podcast wherever you listen to this podcast, whichever platform. Go to smokingmusket.com, read the stuff, follow the X feed, go to the Discord, fantastic Discord where you can talk to fellow Mountaineer fans about sports and other stuff. Smoking Musket. All right, as I'm recording, I look at my phone and see that Cincinnati went to Provo and beat BYU. And so you just got to, they can win at BYU. So just sweep that team. Okay. Slight change. Beat Cincinnati at home. So sweep UCF, beat Cincinnati at home, and then beat BYU at home. The next game for WVU, back in Morgantown, Tuesday, 7 p.m., ESPN Plus. West Virginia plays our good friends from Manhattan, the Kansas State Wildcats. That coach, he's lively, Jerome Tang. I enjoy his work. Kansas State, they play eight guys. So possible gas in the tank concerns. Lots of minutes for their backcourt. This is another team, amazingly. I feel like this is a broken record. Kansas State great at offensive rebounding. West Virginia getting better at defensive rebounding. They were not terrible today. Another test on the glass against the Wildcats. Kansas State struggling offensively, but the defense is solid. But Kansas State's defense saying they're solid, it's not Houston's defense. Kansas State's point guard had 25 tonight in their win against UCF. 25. So if he can come to earth the next game, WVU have a bounce back game. I mean, not bouncing back from playing a defense like Houston. And just like playing Houston. Playing Houston, you know, in baseball where they're swinging the bat with the weight ring on it? And then you take the ring off the bat and then it swings really fast. That's the weighted ring is playing Houston. You know those strength shoes you could get in the East Bay catalog? Like your calves are on fire, but then you run without those and you run faster. People run with weighted vests. And it slows them down, and then they take that vest off. They run like the wind. You see what I'm saying? The game after playing a team that plays defense like Houston, it's going to feel so free. And Kansas State is good at defense, but they ain't doing what Houston's doing. So I'm making a bold prediction on the podcast. I think West Virginia breaks 60 in the Coliseum on Tuesday. I hate how this sounds, how optimistic I sound with such a low bar that I'm setting. I think West Virginia breaks 60. Like, I feel good about that. Should anybody feel good about breaking 60 in college basketball besides Virginia? No. The question is, will breaking 60 be enough? We'll find out on Tuesday. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season. They have 5 wins and they have 9 losses.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.